From WXXI News, this is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Our connection this hour will be made next week when thousands of students go back to school. That doesn't mean that all of them will go back to physical classrooms. Many will. Some will begin the school year on a remote learning plan. We've heard from parents and teachers and superintendents. This hour is a chance to hear from the kids. We'll talk to students from a wide range of grades and ages. Some are like Sylvia Page, a rising eighth grader who attends BOCES in Spencerport. She writes to us, quote, "We should do remote for now and wait until spring. The flu season is coming, along with trips for Halloween, Thanksgiving, etc. What about weak immune systems in winter? What if I'm asymptomatic? Shouldn't we have a vaccine before going back? You can't always tell if someone is sick or a carrier. There is such a wide variety of symptoms, or none at all. After all, this is a life and death situation we have here," end quote. But many students are eager to get back to school buildings for a variety of reasons. We invited students from diverse backgrounds to discuss their hopes, their concerns, their goals for this unique school year. Our next guest is Gwen, a fourth grade student-to-be at Clem South in Webster. She's on the line with us. Hi, Gwen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So you're going back to school in Webster, and my understanding is you're going back all 5 days of the school week, but for half days, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell me how you feel about that, Gwen.
I mean, I feel it's nice because we're only going to be wearing our masks for 2 hours, but my mind is very different about how I feel we're going to be in school. I would do the all virtual if I was seeing my friends in person this whole summertime, basically. But I wasn't able to see my friends, so it's much nicer for me to feel like I'm getting more, like, I'm able to see my friends more, so it's just much nicer for me.
I hear you. So this is a way to reconnect with your friends. That sounds like it's the most important thing. What concerns you the most, Gwen? What are you worried about most?
I mean, I feel we won't really be able to interact without our Chromebooks because we're going to be isolated in, like, class cubes or something. So my imagination is going wild with how the school year is going to be. And the best solution that I have thought of is we are just going to be in glass cubes side by side and 6 feet away in the glass cubes. So
do you think, though, that you'll get used to whatever the changes are and you'll make it work as best you can?
Yeah, I feel like I will, but it's going to take a while to get used to this whole new routine thing with masks and all.
So when you think about seeing your friends, I know just being with them is important to you. What's the hardest part about this change, considering that, you know, you can't hug them, you know, you have to kind of keep that distance? What's the hardest part?
I mean, I wasn't able to see any of my friends this summer. I made a new friend during quarantine, and we've only been able to stay 6 feet apart and just be in her tree fort, like, all summer long. So it's harder for me because I don't get to see my friends at all.
How do you think you'll feel when you do get to see your friends?
I'll feel a big, like, sigh of relief because I'll be able to be more active and with other people and not just this one teeny group of family and, like, one friend. So it'll just be really nice.
Do you have a pretty good sense, though, Gwen, for why it has to be this way right now?
To say, like, some people are more high risk than others, and I feel that we stay like this for a little bit longer and not open up too quickly, it's just going to be a lot better, and I don't really know the rest.
Well, it sounds to me like you're like a lot of the adults I know, which is you're trying to do the right thing, and you want this to be over as fast as possible. Is that fair?
Yes. I want to do it safely, just not, like, I want to do it quickly and safely. I want to do it in the best way possible for everyone.
Well, I am really impressed with your perspective, and I got to tell you, Gwen, I know it's not exactly the way you'd want to do it, but I think you and your friends are going to impress each other with what you're capable of, and then eventually this will be over. So I will say good luck to you. Thanks for telling us how you feel about it, and have as good a year as you can in school.
Thank you.
Our next guest is going to be a ninth grade student at UPrep in Rochester. Randell Warren is with us. Randell, welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I know there's been some confusion about going back to school in Rochester and delaying things and doing it online. You're going to start full remote. That could change eventually. I want to start by asking how you feel about that.
I'm kind of bummed out about it. I've been bummed out all quarantine about not being at school because I want to see my friends and stuff like that, but I know it's for our safety. So I'm bummed out, but at the same time, I'm glad because, you know, we're staying safe.
How hard has it been for you since March when the shutdowns happened?
To be honest, I think when the shutdown happened and we were doing school, it kind of was easier because, like, I don't know, I felt more comfortable doing work at home than doing it at school. So my grades, like, they wasn't perfect, but they went up. They were better during the quarantine than during school.
That's interesting. It's the social aspect you're missing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. Now, on school, I mean, you know, if you did pretty well in the spring, I imagine you'll do pretty well starting out online. Do you think that it will feel like school? Do you think the assignments will feel like normal-ish school, or does it feel like something entirely different?
I feel like it feels like something entirely different because you get instructions and stuff, but it's not the same as learning in school and getting the same help from your teachers. Because, like when you're in school and they're showing you and giving you examples, it's way easier. But at the same time, like, it's way different, you know? So, yeah.
How many masks do you own?
How many masks do I own? I own quite a few, actually. I'm getting masks almost every day.
Are they fashion accessories?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I just got one yesterday because my summer campaign over here, and they gave me one with my name on it.
Nice. Now, for students who are going to go back, and eventually you'll be back in school, I know we don't know when yet, can you see yourself handling wearing a mask for most of the day when you're in the building?
Of course, you know, that's a requirement, and it's a requirement because even if it wasn't a requirement in school, I would have to because I live with my grandma and she has lupus, so, like, I don't want to bring that stuff around my grandma, so yeah, obviously I would have to if it was a requirement or not.
That's a great point. You know, so you're thinking about your grandmother, you're thinking about someone who might be higher risk. If you go back to March when this was all happening, I don't know about you, but for me, at first it was like it was like almost out of a movie. It wasn't real. It was like there's a virus and we're just going to shut down society. It was hard to – nobody's ever really lived through anything like this. How long did it take you to sort of realize what was actually happening to get used to it?
Maybe like around my birthday when I was discussing my birthday with my parents and they told me that I couldn't have no birthday party. I was like – what? Like, it was kind of, I was like, I can't have no birthday party? Like, are you serious? So that's when it really hit me. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is really serious. Like, we can't have nobody around us. Not even, like, family members. If anybody live outside the house, we cannot be by them.
When is your birthday?
May 24th.
Yeah, my boy is March 29th. We had to have the same conversation with him. And that's when it... That's interesting you say that, because for him, too, that's when it was definitely real. Like, something very serious is happening. There will be no party. There will be no friend gathering, no family, no grandparents. I mean, that's serious stuff. But it sounds to me like, you know, you're a mature person, that you understand. How concerned are you about your grandmother?
I'm highly concerned. When this first started, you know, she wasn't going to work. You know, her doctor gave her not to go to work. But now, just like very recently, the doctor told her she can go back to work. And I'm still worried about her, but we'll pray and stuff like that. And hopefully, nothing happens and she's still healthy and stuff like that.
Yeah, and we get through this, definitely. Well, before I wrap up with you, if you had a chance to talk to the new superintendent of Rochester Schools or the people who are making these decisions, I know that it's a hard decision, and I know they care about you, and they're trying to factor in a lot of different things here. The decision to start fully online took some families by surprise. What would be your message to them as they figure out what to do going forward? Your message as a student for the administrators?
I don't know. I would probably, if I were to talk to them, I would probably just say, you know, whatever they feel is, you know, helping us and keeping us safe, I would just probably say, yeah, just keep going with that. If they think we're going to be safe doing that, then, yeah, that's their decision.
Do you think on the other end of this, you know, once this pandemic is over, you're probably going to look back and, you know, you'll be able to look back when you're my age and tell kids who are now your age what you went through? I mean, do you feel like this will prove to you that you can do anything?
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously, because, you know, this is a struggle for everybody. So anybody during this era, they would probably look back on this and think the same thing.
You have a really remarkable perspective. I appreciate it. Randell, good luck to you in school. Wherever school takes place, it sounds to me like you're going to be great, but hang in there, and thanks for sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you for letting me.
Our next guest is going to be a freshman at Minerva Deland School in Fairport. Paige O'Malley is with us on the line. Hi, Paige. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Well, thanks for taking the time. Why don't you tell us about what the plans are for going back to school for you?
Well, at Fairport, we're doing the hybrid situation where alphabetically, depending on your last name, you either go to school Monday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Friday, and we have an online day on Wednesday.
Are you ready to be back in school in person?
Yes. Personally, for me, I learn a lot better when I have a teacher so I can get extra help in the classroom. But I know a lot of people, like I have a couple friends who really don't want to go back because of the whole corona situation. And also they just like online schooling better. So we also have a option that you can just do the online school. So I think a couple people are taking that option as well.
Do you have any apprehension, hesitation about going back in person for any reason?
I don't have any personally. I'm pretty excited to get back into school.
Okay. When you think about teachers or other students who might be more vulnerable, do you feel pretty comfortable that the school is making decisions that will keep everyone safe?
Yeah, I think that the way that everything's set up, and I was able to talk to someone when I went into school the other day to like set up and walk my schedule through. Everything seemed really, like, it seemed set up really well to really try and keep us safe.
How comfortable are you with the idea of wearing a mask for most of the day?
I don't mind the masks. I mean, I have no issues with them.
Well, let's talk a little bit about masks, because, you know, I was never a fashion plate when I was your age, but I do wonder, are masks becoming part of the wardrobe? I mean, how many do you have?
Personally, I have 3 or 4 like cotton ones, and then we just keep the ones that like everyone else wears kind of around the house, like the blue ones.
Sure. Do you think that they will become part of the fashion, and that, you know, that people will be creative with what they wear?
I don't know. I mean, masks in general, I think that they actually look pretty cool. Like, there are some that you can buy that look pretty cool. But I don't know if they'll kind of just, like, become part of, like, a wardrobe choice, or if they'll just, like, throw one on whenever. But
yeah, I mean, I'm sure you'll learn a lot in the first few weeks. When you guys are in school, are there going to be mask breaks during the day? I mean, what's the expectation there?
I'm pretty sure that what I've been told is the expectation is you wear them during the day, you wear them in class, but if it gets like too hot or you feel uncomfortable, you're able to raise your hand and you can like go to the bathroom or just step out and take your mask off for a second and then come back.
Okay. What about the rest of the school experience beyond classes? I mean, do you know if there are any extracurriculars, what they're doing with sports, music, art, theater?
I'm not really sure. They said that all the big assemblies, like band concerts and like choir concerts, are all postponed, I guess, for now. Like, they're not sure if they're having them yet, but they're trying to figure out a way to do them like a different way so we still get to have those.
Sure.
Like things like choir, I think, are still happening, like the special classes during the day. And I know that the fall sports aren't happening, I think.
Were you involved in any extracurriculars yourself?
I do theater, which is kind of sad because that was really fun for me. I think they're really important because it's like a time of day where you get to really like be with your friends and stuff. So I think a lot of us are really sad that we're not going to be able to have them this year.
Does it make sense to you, though? I mean, do you feel like it's a logical decision?
Yeah, because those can be big gatherings like soccer games and stuff. So it makes sense to me that we're not having them.
I think that's really wise for someone who's going to be in ninth grade. I mean, it sounds like you've got a pretty good perspective on what's going on. Because, you know, Paige, it hasn't been, 6 months? And 6 months ago, this whole idea of going to school this way would have been foreign to you, to me, to everybody. And we've had to get used to it. Do you feel now like you can be used to it for a while? Or do you think it's going to be, you know, really hard for your peers to get used to this?
I think it's going to be a little difficult to kind of just get in the flow of doing things differently, because when you've been going to school the same way your entire life, it's going to feel weird to only do the 2 days on and 2 days off. But I mean, if you just try and stay positive through it all, I feel like you can get through it.
For your Wednesday online days, remote days are Wednesday. What do you expect to get out of those? I mean, what has that been like for you in the spring, and what do you expect that to be like this fall?
Well, in the spring, it was towards the end of the year, so mostly it was just, like, we had some learning, but it was mostly all review throughout the year. But I'm not really sure. I'm assuming those are just going to be review days, but I'm not quite sure what that's going to look like. I mean, I hope I get a lot of good coming out of this.
Okay. And before I let you go, I'm curious to know, even outside of school, if you feel like this pandemic is going to impact you and your generation in any specific way. And I don't mean to get all sort of philosophical, but I am curious to know if you think that it has changed your generation and will impact the way you deal with adversity, things like that, or is that thinking too big right now?
I mean, I don't know. I think this is impacting everyone, and especially my generation. For kids my age, this is like prime time for us to learn social skills and learn how to connect with other people. So I feel like it is going to impact us, and I feel like it's impacting everyone.
Sure, and it sounds to me like that's a big reason that you're going back in person and looking so much forward to that. What are you hearing from friends about the idea of getting to go back in person?
Most of my friends like it. They kind of just want everything to be normal. But most of us are pretty excited to get back into kind of a normal schedule, because we haven't really had that normal schedule since 6 months ago when we were in school. So
doesn't that feel like about 6 years ago now?
It feels like forever ago.
Yeah, boy, but talk about the way time gets warped. Paige is going to be a freshman in Fairport and going back on this hybrid schedule. Good luck to you. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. It's going to be sort of a strange year, but there will be another side. And thanks for telling us how you feel about it, Paige.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
We're talking back to school, and our guests this hour are students. Student perspectives across a lot of different grades, getting their perspectives on whether they're going back to the classroom or not, or something in between in a hybrid state, and their thoughts, perhaps their concerns or their ideas about going back. And our next guest is Oscar Morelabon, seventh grader at 12 Corners Middle School. Oscar, nice to have you back on the program. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Well, it's nice to have you. So why don't you take me through the thought process that led to the decision for you to be full remote, as I understand it. Tell me about that, Oscar.
So I mean, we just want to, I mean, first, obviously, like, limit the risk groups, because everything, with me being in a risk group, we want to bring it to the low risk of anyone getting COVID. Also, the hybrid program, it seems like there are the ups and downs. Like, some of it seems good, and some of it seems unsafe. Like, how do you do certain things? Like, there's, like, teacher consent to take your mask off, which is kind of doesn't feel right. So getting more information is stuff we chose to do remote.
Now, Oscar, you've been on the program before, but for the listeners who don't remember, and you talk about yourself in the risk group, tell us about why that's the case for you.
So I have SMA, which is spinal muscular atrophy. So I'm in a wheelchair, and basically, like, my immune system could be more susceptible to COVID, and depending on how it could go, it could be worse, so we want to limit all of the risks.
How concerned are you about this virus, and what has been your mindset throughout this pandemic, Oscar?
Well, I mean, it's hard, because obviously it's freaky and stuff, but at the same time, like, we're taking all the good precautions, and we're still getting together with people outside or whatever, masked up or social distancing, you know. So, like, I mean, you know, it's not convenient, it's not fun, but I don't know. We're going to get through it, and I feel like we've been pretty safe, so.
Okay, and when you thought about the idea of being back in a classroom, what concerned you the most with that, Oscar?
Okay, so, I mean, here's kind of my thoughts. Obviously, it would be nice to be back in the classroom. Everyone wants to get back to life, because, you know. But, no, I mean, one, there's the whole, like, you know, literally the rule is that if the teacher says it's okay to take your mask off, you can just take your mask off, which I feel like doesn't feel right. Because what if the kid's not comfortable? And then, right, how do you deal with, what if a teacher has contact? What if one kid gets COVID? How do you deal with the entire classroom? How do you deal with the teacher? And if the teacher gets it and the substitute comes in, how do you deal with where the substitute has been? If the masks work or not. So there's a lot of, like, things that haven't really been ruled out yet, which also, I mean, it's early on. They're working as we go, you know, trying to figure it out as they're doing everything.
Yeah, I take all of those points for sure. How do you feel about remote learning? How did it go for you in the spring, and how do you feel about that this fall?
Well, in the spring, it kind of sucked. Because, I mean, you're on Zoom, and we didn't really know what that was like. And they've been saying that it was crisis education. You know, you're moving as you, building as you go, and it wasn't that good. I feel like there wasn't really a school community that there usually is, because how can you make that when suddenly you get put onto online school totally randomly out of the blue, you know? So it was hard. It was definitely hard, but I think that it's going to be better. This time around, I think they're going to start figuring out, and hopefully sooner than later, either the vaccine will come or something, and we can get back to life as usual.
We had a conversation on WXXI-TV about the way that people with disabilities have been impacted by this pandemic disproportionately. Do you think our society is fully in touch and understands just how tough this has been for people with disabilities, or do you think people have lost sight of that?
I think it depends on the person, honestly. Like, that's my honest. I think some people get it, and some people don't. And some people think they get it, but they don't. It's complicated. I think it depends on who it is, who you're talking to.
What's the hardest part for you?
Social stuff. Cause, like, I mean, like, you know, I'm still seeing my friends, and I'm still seeing our family, but like it's not the same. It feels kind of weird. Like not being able to hug people, that really sucks.
I hear that. In some ways, when you were on the show, I think last year, Oscar, I felt like I was talking to a young philosopher. You really moved us with that conversation, and I do wonder if you think that on the other side of this pandemic, you will feel like, you know, man, we can do anything. We got through this. Or do you think, you know, are you a little bit more maybe cynical about it? How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to give a bunch of different effects to different people. I mean, you know, I don't think we're ever going to live exactly the same handshake. They're probably over. But I don't know. I mean, I think as we go through, yeah, sure, maybe it does make us stronger, you know, if we're getting farther in this and being able to get through it together. I think that's kind of big, and you know, we'll get through this. We can probably get through other stuff. And yeah.
I'll close with this. Are you confident that the people who are making leadership decisions for dealing with the pandemic are going to do what's necessary to make sure we're all in a good position, whether it's this month, next month, or all the way through this thing?
So what do you mean, like school leaders or government?
I guess whoever is impacting your life the most. I mean, when you think about the people in charge, it could be from the White House down to local school districts and doctors, et cetera. Do you feel like this has been well dealt with?
I think our school is really in good hands. Our country, on the other hand, I don't know. The government is doing weird stuff, and it doesn't, I mean, I don't want to name any names, but Trump, yeah.
Well,
I don't know. There's good things coming out of other people sometimes, but, like, definitely not him. I don't want to turn this into, like, a political thing.
No. That's okay. I just wanted to get a sense for, you know, if you feel comfortable that the right decisions are being made, because I think you're actually making a really wise point here. We journalists focus often on the White House, but this pandemic is being dealt with on the local level really primarily. Our lives are much more affected by what's happening in our school districts and, you know, with the county health department and frankly, New York State, the transmission rates. And so I think that's a really good point. Go ahead.
I mean, I think New York State is doing pretty all right, especially like the district, I think, like Brighton, I think has been doing a really good job. I mean, obviously, it's hard because we're still figuring everything out. But the people in the White House are not really doing a good job, I don't think, really.
Well,
you know?
I'm glad to hear that you're comfortable with the decision that you've made to be fully remote to start. And I think I think it's wise words to say that we're all figuring this out as we go. And this fall is going to be a massive, massive learning experience for districts across the country. You're going to be a seventh grader in Brighton. Good luck to you. And thanks for sharing your thoughts on the program with us.
Yeah, totally. Thanks.
We welcome more students to the program after our only break of the hour. I'm Evan Dawson, Tuesday on The Next Connections. When you see political yard signs or flags, how do you feel? Do you have a visceral reaction? If the sign or the flag doesn't represent your political views, can it make you feel angry, disgusted, maybe more so than ever before? We're going to talk about what this political season's doing to all of us and what signs do. Tuesday. Our next guest is Christian Hartman, a fifth grader to be in Pittsford, going back 5 days a week. Christian, thanks for making time for us. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for talking to us about how you're feeling about school and going back. You're going back 5 days, full week in person. Is that right?
Yep.
Did you and your family think about not doing that, or was it always clear to you that you wanted to be back in the building?
We always wanted to go. I miss my friends at school.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about that. I mean, if you had to rank a list of the reasons you wanted to go back in person, What does that list look like, Christian?
My friends would probably be on the top, and what is it called? And seeing my old teacher, because she was very nice.
What was it like for you when things transitioned in the spring to full online?
I hated it. It was, I didn't like that there were Zoom calls every day, and I don't know. It's way.
So not a great experience for you. And you know, Christian, a lot of students had a lot of different experiences. You know, some did, you know, felt comfortable with it. Some were very uncomfortable with it. Didn't feel like they learned as well. Didn't feel like they connected as well. What was the hardest part about having to do everything online?
I couldn't see like my friends, and also I felt like it's like whenever we did math or something, it was hard to like write our answers. Because we had to, like, write it down with our fingers on, like, a computer or an iPad.
Just kind of, yeah, different way of doing things for sure. I mean, I hear that. So when you think about learning, beyond just seeing your friends, do you feel like getting back in the classroom is going to help you as a student, just kind of help you back into the material?
Yeah, it would probably keep me more focused than being in my own house and still doing work on computer.
Now, you know, you're going to be in fifth grade, and even the adults in your life are trying to figure out what it means to live during a pandemic. I mean, none of us have ever done it. And, you know, we're all doing the best we can. What is life like for you now? I mean, how comfortable are you wearing a mask? How limited are you in what you do? Kind of give me a sense for what life has been like for you.
I personally don't like the mask. I feel like they're very constricting.
You know, my guess is you're going to have to wear a mask most of the day when you go back in person, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're not looking forward to that. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know anybody who is, by the way. But do you think that you can do it?
Yeah, I definitely don't like to do it. It's just not going to be my favorite thing.
But it's worth it to be able to get back in person?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Do you feel like you understand why you have to do it, though?
Yeah, because of the whole coronavirus being, like, all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's something, again, that even all of us had to learn about how it spreads and what we can do to make sure it doesn't. Is school going to build any times in for, like, mask breaks or anything like that you know of?
Yes.
Okay. What's going to be different in school that you know of? I mean, like even eating lunch and stuff like that. Will that be different?
Yes, because everyone's going to have to be social distance, and that's going to be.
Yeah. Is there anything that makes you concerned about going back, or is it mostly just excited to be back?
I'm mostly excited to be back.
Okay. What about extracurriculars? I mean, are you someone who would play sports? Are you getting into theater or arts or anything like that?
Not really.
Okay, so that means at least on that stuff, if it's taken away for a while, that wouldn't impact you. So that's not a big deal. All right, well, it sounds to me like it's pretty cut and dried for you. You're going back. You're going to be there in person. Are you worried that eventually things could shut down or kind of go back to remote? Does that concern you?
I don't want to think negative thoughts about what's going to happen.
Very wise. That is very wise. We can learn a lot from kids like you, Christian. I'm with you. I think we should think very positively about making the school year as good as it can be. And then eventually this thing will be over, so I'll close this little conversation with you on that. What does it seem like it will take to end this and get back to normal? Have you thought about that?
I've never thought about that. I don't know.
Okay. Christian, I'll conclude it there, and I'll just say I'm happy for you that you get to look forward to seeing your friends, and I agree with you. I hope we can stay positive and that this can work out however it needs to. So good luck to you. Enjoy it as best you can, and thank you for telling us your thoughts about going back to school.
Thank you.
Our next guest is a sixth grader at East Rochester. Belen Eugene is with us on the line now. Hi, Belen. How are you?
Good.
Well, thanks for taking the time. I know my understanding is that you are going to do the remote learning option. Can you tell me what you understand about what's going to happen and how you feel about it?
Well, I know that it's going to be from home. And there's going to be a lot, I think, of stuff on computers. And my mom went to one of the town hall meetings, but I don't really know that much about it. And I'm kind of happy we're doing remote learning because it just seems kind of, like, stressful to do it in school with, like, all the precautions and stuff.
Yeah, I understand that completely. So what specifically, though, when you think about if you had gone to school in the classroom, you said it kind of feels a little stressful. What specifically feels stressful?
Well, it'd probably just feel like, because, like, you have to stay, like, in one spot and, like, stay away from everybody. And, like, you'd kind of just be, like, you just, like, would have to, like, do, like, all these exact things.
Yeah, it kind of doesn't.
It wouldn't really be fun.
Yeah, I understand that. It doesn't really feel like school is used to feeling, it sounds like, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you used to wearing a mask a lot?
Well, I went to a theater camp. It just ended a few days ago, and we had to wear a mask there. And, there was distancing. But we've been, like, staying home and not, like, doing a lot of stuff and kind of still quarantining. But, I mean, I've worn a mask a little bit. Besides theater camp, really, no. Okay. Not that much.
Do you think it's going to be hard for kids who do go back to wear a mask all day?
Yes.
That's just life. I hear that. What do you like about it? Is there anything that you do like about online and remote learning?
I like... Well, like, because, like, in school, like, you do, especially, well, you kind of just do everything really slowly because, like, you have to wait for everyone to finish. So a lot of times I'll just be, like, waiting for, like, other people to finish, especially if we're doing, like, classwork and stuff. So you're kind of, like, doing stuff on your own here.
And you like that. So you can go at your own pace, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your favorite subjects in school?
I like, ELA, like reading and writing, and I also like social studies.
Is that pretty, does that translate to remote learning pretty well? I mean, like, you can do that pretty well remote at home, right?
Yeah.
Are there any subjects that are harder to do remote?
Probably science, I know, because my dad's a science teacher.
Wait a sec. Your dad's a science teacher. It should be easier. We're just going to put dad to work helping you with that stuff, no?
Yeah, but, like, he's been, like, saying a lot of stuff because, like, he is going to school to teach science this year, and it's hard for him because, like, they use all the tools and stuff.
Okay, I hear you. Now, you went to theater camp. Are you into theater? Or do you want to get into theater in school?
Yes.
Okay. And does that seem like it would be impossible in this pandemic to do that?
At school, yeah.
Okay. But how was it at the camp?
It was easier. They, like, moved to a new location because their other one did not have ventilation, and they had, a really good plan, too.
That's good. That's good. Well, Belen, before I let you go, can you tell me, when you think about this school year, obviously it's going to be very different. What do you hope for it? What would make it, you know, as good as it could be?
Well, I know, like, for, I, part of the reason I like school personally is because I get to be with my friends and stuff. But it's not really going to be normal at all, but I don't know.
So it sounds like you want to at least stay connected to your friends?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that during the school year?
Well, not really seeing a lot of people. So, I mean, sometimes I'll get to FaceTime a few of my friends. But we haven't really been seeing a lot of people, so I don't really think I'm really going to get to see a lot of my friends this year.
I know it's tough. I know it's tough, but it's not going to last forever. And there will come a time where your generation is going to look back on this and feel probably stronger for it. Do you feel that at all right now, Belen? Do you feel like, wow, this is making us feel like we can handle anything, or is it just mostly kind of a drag?
Kind of a drag.
I hear that. Well, hang in there. Thanks for talking to us, and I know you've got a wonderful family. I know they're going to make it as good of a school year as they can for you, and then at some point it'll be over, and we can all see each other again. Thanks for talking to us, Belen.
Okay. You're welcome.
Our next guest is Lucia Rutterman, 9 years old, going to be a fourth grader at the Genesee Community Charter School. Hi, Lucia. How are you?
Good.
Well, it's nice to talk to you. Tell me a little bit about what you understand the plan is for going back to school. I mean, I know you're going to go back in person, but do you know how many days a week, and do you know what the changes are going to be?
I know that we're going to be wearing a mask all day, I think. And we're going to be inside our classroom.
Okay, that's about it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Do you know how many days a week you get to go back?
Two, I think.
Okay. So for you, is two enough? How do you feel about 2 days? Are you excited, or do you have any either excitement or disappointment about this?
A disappointment would probably be like I maybe won't be able to see like a different, like the other part of my class, because they're going to be going on the other 2 days, I think. So.
Okay. How do you feel, Lucia, about wearing a mask all day?
I think that might be a bit like challenging, especially if I think I might go to like an aftercare on the other day, so it might be like might be wearing it for too long. I'm not sure if I can do that.
You think that it would be helpful if they gave you some mask breaks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of schools are going to do that. Have you been wearing a mask most of the summer, or at least, you know, when you go certain places?
Yeah.
Are you getting more used to it by now?
Yeah, but it's also very, like, hot since it's, like, the summer. You get really hot and sweaty inside of your mask.
Yeah, well, the weather's going to cool down. That'll get a little bit easier, I think. What do you think about the importance of wearing masks? I mean, do you feel pretty good about why you're doing it? Can you tell me a little bit about why you have to wear it?
Because I think it's to keep all the germs in, like all your germs inside of your own mask, and to keep other germs out.
Very good. Well, before I let you go, and we're going to talk to some of your friends, Lucia, do you feel any nervousness, look, you guys are going to be great. I'm not worried about kids. You guys are going to be, you're going to have a great school year, no matter where you're taking your classes. But is there anything that makes you nervous about this at all, Lucia?
No.
That's good.
So.
No, that's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Has it been a good summer for you? Has it felt like a kind of normal summer, or has it felt a lot different?
Very different, because we haven't really been doing the same things that we usually do, like doing like a lemonade stand or something like that, because we can't really do the stuff that we usually do.
I hear you, and I'm thinking about kids your age, and you're very creative, and I love seeing your lemonade stands and things like that. Those are going to come back, and we all know those will be back soon enough, but I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts with us, and say good luck to you. I think you're going to have a great school year no matter where you are. Thank you for talking to us, Lucia.
Thank you.
Our next guest is a 9-year-old. Anna Sinha is going to be a 4th grader at the Harley School, and she's with us now. Hi, Anna. How are you?
Good.
Well, it's nice to talk to you. Tell me a little bit about what you understand about the plan for going back to school at Harley. Is it, mostly the same, a lot different? Kind of take me through what you understand about it, Anna.
So what I understand is that we won't exactly be able to, like, get close to our friends if we're outside with our masks off. We won't be able to, like, get close to them, just hang out with them. I mean, we'll be able to hang out, but, I mean, not be very close without masks. And what I also understand is that we will be having as many things as possible outside that people can try to keep their masks off, that they can have fresh air pretty much.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. How do you feel about the plan about going back?
Very nice. But it's also going to be a bit disappointing and exciting. First, exciting because I'll be back to school. Disappointing because, I mean, I won't be able to take off my mask.
Okay. How do you feel about the idea on maybe rainy days or cold days, if you've got to be inside and wearing the mask almost the whole day, how do you feel about that? Can you do that?
I suppose I could. But it's going to be a bit challenging. But it's going to be worth it to have school.
That sounds like so many kids I know. I hear you. I know you want to go back, and I think it's great that you want to go back. What are you most excited about going back for, Anna?
Going back to have in-person class instead of remote learning.
So remote learning was kind of a drag? Was it difficult? What did you think about it?
I certainly didn't like it, but there was a few things I did kind of enjoy. What I did enjoy about the remote learning meant that I could go quickly with my schoolwork, start as early as I wanted, and then just be done by lunchtime. And other kids who took a slower time with their learning, they could spend the whole day until, who knows, just working on something to try to get it done. For, like, kids who are really quick with their work can speed up, and the kids that are a bit slower can kind of slow down the thing.
Yeah, I think that's a very wise analysis of maybe the good parts of it, but I get why you're more excited about in-person learning. Do you feel like, Anna, do you feel like you understand why schools have had to make these decisions? I mean, I'm sure everybody wanted to be back in person all day. We all do. But do you feel like you understand why these decisions are being made?
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, can you explain to me why, you know, it's important to be wearing a mask all day?
Well, first of all, for the mask, to keep safe. And for the mask, so that if we do have the virus, we can keep it to ourselves and stop, and, not to spread it. And if the virus is in the air, everyone has a mask on, so it stays outside of your mask. So when you clean it, the virus is dead.
Wonderful. I'm so impressed with you and your classmates. And Anna, I've been saying it to all the students, but I know this to be true. Wherever you're taking class, you guys are going to be great. And I just want to thank you for taking the time to tell us why you're excited to go back and wish you best of luck this year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Those are the voices of students this hour, ready for a challenging year that we all hope they won't have to face again. Rob Braden is the engineer of Connections. Megan Mack is the producer. I'm Evan Dawson. Have a nice afternoon. We'll talk to you tomorrow on member-supported public radio,